10 before the hour, we're moments away from a fresh Glenn Story Corner and just a few hours away from the swearing in of a brand new administration at 12 noon Eastern time today. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris become the 46th president and vice president of the United States. So how do you stay positive in this change in leadership where we're going from a decidedly pro-life administration to one that is pro-choice? And what's our voice in that as you and I fight for life in this new administration? Angela Erickson is joining us from the Twin Cities. She's a homeschooling, stay-at-home mom for four young children. She spent a decade in pro-life activism, becoming the very first Northern Regional Coordinator for Students for Life of America, directing a pregnancy medical center in central Minnesota. And of course, many of you listening on Relevant Radio 1330 know her as the voice and the co-host of Living the Gospel Life with Brian Gibson. Angela, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you on. As we take a look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, decidedly pro-life, as we look at the administration, decidedly pro-choice, and perhaps rolling back some of the initiatives of President Trump, what is our role in this conversation to convert hearts and souls?
That is an excellent question. I think a lot of people are asking it right now. The good news is that the pro-life movement has always been a grassroots movement, and it always will be. And as we continue to fight abortion every single day, I think we need to remain hopeful because we know how this ends. You know, we've read the book, we know how this ends, and the Lord will always triumph. And I think we need to continue to hit the ground running. We need to continue to be proactive. And, you know, I think when you're in an administration that is very favorable to your position, especially the pro-life position, it's easy to become a little bit more complacent because you feel comfortable. And my hope is that when we are, you know, seeing this administration start to peel back a lot of the pro-life advancements that the pro-life movement has made through the Trump administration, it'll be a reminder for us of how urgent this issue is, and it will help us double down on activism instead of apathy.
Angela, it becomes then incumbent on us really to reach and change one heart at a time, no matter the law, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we need to be out on the sidewalks, stopping women who are going into abortion facilities. We need to be out there having those tough conversations about abortion. We need to be educated about how to have those conversations, to be persuasive and educated in fetal development philosophy and kind of the pro-choice perspective, actually. I think it's important we do these things because we need to change the culture and move the culture for life. And we won't do that if we're not out there putting ourselves out there in those difficult situations to try and change the temperature, to move people's hearts and make this culture a pro-life culture. It's not going to end in politics. It's about changing the culture.
Angela, we're hopeful that Relevant Radio is a very important part of learning about the not only about the culture, but who we are as Catholics in the culture and being able to stand up and argue for life. But for those who still don't feel comfortable in doing that, in that call to go out to perhaps an abortion clinic, but to change that one heart, where should they go to really ground themselves in having a good and faith-filled conversation about life with another person?
That's another really good question. Well, I think it starts at home. I think it starts with your children and with your spouse. And then it moves out to extended family and friends. And sometimes those conversations can be the most difficult because it's people that you love. But when it comes down to it, you have to be more interested in loving the person in front of you than loving being right. And I think you can be strategic. And especially if you know what you're talking about, you kind of get yourself acquainted with different apologetics through great organizations like Equal Rights Institute or Justice for All or Scott Klusendorf's work. I think that those things will be very helpful in helping you make your case persuasively without losing the person in front of you.
In a culture where, you know, everything goes and that's the hip way to live, how do we share some of those hard but real biblical truths but do it in love?
Yeah, I think it is rooted in prayer. We need to be prayerful ourselves and have joy. Despite what's going on in the world, I think we feel that times are uncertain at the moment. But like I said, we know how this ends, and I think we have to rest our hope in that. We should not be fearful. We should not worry about things that are outside of our control, but take what's in front of us every day. We don't have tomorrow promised. We can't look back at yesterday. Take what we have today, be prayerful, intentional, and joyful.
The pro-life movement has been a grassroots movement. It always will be a grassroots movement, one heart, one soul at a time, as Angela Erickson has mentioned, and we're hopeful that we've given you some solutions and to start having that conversation or start being comfortable to have that conversation with another soul. So in this time when we switch to an administration that is decidedly pro-choice and may change a lot of the laws here in the United States, we can fight for life. Part of our baptismal promises, Angela Erickson from the Twin Cities. Angela, come back some more on Morning Air. We'd love to have you back.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Hugs to the four kids. Take care.
Thank you.